Thank you for holding. Is this Antonio?
Yes, this is Antonio speaking.
Hi, Antonio. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. God is good, man. I'm on the right side of the dirt, let me tell you. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes.
Okay. She wants me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Not really. As far as I can see from her, it's just whenever people go and search for, like, air conditioning repairs, I guess, my name will come up. And then it's up to somebody to click on me or the next guy, so.
Exactly. Well, the guys that are up there now, it's like, it's Countywide Heating and Air. I don't know if you've heard of them. Or, Gerco.
Yeah, I know the guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did have Blue Bonnet Cooling and Heating, actually, but they advanced into, Google Guarantee, which is like a different program in a different section where they're doing like a paper lead with Google directly. And that's just because they had already been running the Google ads for about the last 5 years. But that's why we have the spot open currently. But we're actually going down a list of the HVAC contractors that they feel qualified. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill the position, we'll close out the category again. So we won't be able to work with anybody else until another spot opens up. But,
all right.
I mean, I'm sure you could see the value of being listed on the first page of Google in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, it's always a good thing. 90% of searches on Google actually start and stop right here with these guys. So, I mean, we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 of these guys are going to look or at least make a phone call when they're having a problem if they pull out their smartphone. So, should make a pretty huge difference for you. The beauty of this placement is you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate. So if you get like 100 calls, 200 calls, your bill's the same. It doesn't change based off how many customers you're getting.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's always nice. And then as far as cost, just to shoot you straight on it, do you have a website at all?
I do.
You do?
It just got built. We just finished.
Oh, I have it here.
Finished it.
Yeah, Tara just sent me a link to it here. The expressacservices.com.
Yes, correct.
Okay, nice. Okay, we could use this. This is good. And then do you have a Facebook business profile?
Not yet. That's the next step.
Okay. Well, we could build the Facebook business profile for you and also run some Facebook ads. We have a package called our Platinum Package that comes with the Facebook profile with the Facebook ads. And then it also has Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, just to name a few. But those will go along with the first page placement on Google, and then obviously you end up on the first page of Bing too, because Bing pulls from the Google top guys for their top 5 recommendations. So you'd be covered there,
okay.
And also on Apple, which is a Safari search engine. It defaults to Google. So if they're on an iPhone, they'll be able to find you too. But that package is usually $4.99 month to month. What I was thinking I could do for you, if you want to come on board with us today, is I'll enroll you in that Platinum bundle, but I'll reduce the rate down to just $2.99 on a month-to-month basis, and then I'll grandfather in that pricing structure for you, kind of how Blue Bonnet had it, where you keep the same rate as long as you're with us. That won't ever go back up or change.
Okay. Sounds good.
I mean, if I could do that, it's month-to-month. You don't have to commit to anything long-term. I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile, and then I'm going to submit it to Google to let them know about the placement and that we're moving forward with you. When they get the notification, they're going to request us to do a Google verification. So they're going to send you this PIN in the mail, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back of the PIN I'm going to need from you when it comes in. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to, Antonio?
My current address is my house, which is 1469. So that's 1469. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Palmyra. Just spell it Palmyra.
Palmyra. Is that Avenue?
Road.
Okay. Let me see if it'll pop up if I put the road in here.
It's in Palmer, Texas, 75252.
Got it. Okay. And you said it's your home, so do you want me to hide your street address?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a commercial building that I want to get into. Mm-hmm. It'd be in Red Oak, but I haven't yet been able to go look at it and make any lease agreements with the owners. So
right.
If that changes, this paper will still come to my house where I get my mail daily.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
We just need it for the pin, Antonio. I would say run this for like a couple of months just to help build up your client base, and then use the money from those reoccurring clients and the new clients that are coming in to pay for that new location. And then once you have that new location locked up and committed to, go ahead and let us know, and then we'll change the address and we'll go ahead and display it if you want it displayed. But right now I'll just have it hidden and it'll just say Palmer, Texas, 75152, and it'll just be for us to send that pin to you in the mail.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, and then I'm going to send you everything in writing too, because we're putting you on this discounted pricing structure. What's the business email address that I could send the agreement to?
It's going to be Tony P.
Okay.
1979.
At me.com. At me.com. Got it. Tony P. 1979 at me.com.
Yes.
Okay. And Antonio, is this the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you that we're on right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name, Antonio?
Perez.
Okay. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed online?
8 to 5 be okay.
8 to 5?
8 to 5, yes. And then
okay.
Like 24 hours emergency. Like if we need to do emergency calls, we'll do after hours, but of course it'd be a different
charge.
Rate.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I got you. So the way I have it right now is going to be 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, but 24/7 emergency services available for an extra fee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I got you. And then do you accept cash, check, and card?
All three.
Okay. Cash, check, and card accepted. All right. So I have your business profile created, Antonio. Now what we want to do is do a client interview with you. In the client interview, we're going to get more in depth, right? We're going to go over like all the services you provide. We're going to want to go over the service areas that you cover just to make sure that we're listing you for the right services in the right areas and that the calls that you're getting are qualified opportunities and not somebody wasting your time, right? So usually the interview takes about 20 to 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to get it done. What do you think would be the best time tomorrow to do the client interview?
Okay, tomorrow I'm going to be on a plane. I have a flight to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be back Sunday afternoon. So Monday, anytime after 8 o'clock in the morning, my local time, be good.
Okay, how about 9 o'clock?
That sounds great.
Okay.
If you can, please send me an email with that so I can add it to my calendar and make sure I'm available for it.
I'm going to do it right now. And then I'm also going to set up an automated text message reminder at 8 a.m. on Monday, just as a heads up, okay?
Great.
All right, just in case you forget. I know how it is when you go see the family in Mexico. You know, right when you get off, they got some tequila waiting for you.
Man, I do that. I go by every other month, and it happens every time. So
yeah.
It's like you've been there.
What part of Mexico?
Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm jealous. I haven't been out there in a while.
You need to go, man. Every time you go, it's better.
I go a lot. The last couple times I went was Playa del Carmen and Cancun. But I have, my wife's not originally from here, so she's originally from Mexico. So they got family in Jalisco, and usually we go to Jalisco about two, three times a year. And that's where I get in trouble. My Spanish isn't that great, so my sons kind of translate it for me most of the time.
Well, that's good, man.
Yeah, but my father-in-law loves to drink. Something. The first thing I do every time I see my father-in-law, he hands me drinks right when I get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
I don't know why they do that all the time.
It's hot right now, though, man. It's cooking out there.
Yeah, it's humid. It's really hot, but the beer goes down pretty good when it's hot. So
oh, yeah. Get some cold ones. See, always says, tell us.
tell us.
I see. Okay, let's do it. All right, so I sent the calendar invitation. I got you all locked in for Monday. And then I'm going to shoot you a text message with my direct number and extension. I'm going to be your account lead. Okay, so I'll basically walk you through everything, make sure that it's getting up to speed as fast as possible. We also have a 24/7 customer service department, so even if it's after hours or on the weekends, you dial this same number. If you hit extension 1, we always have live bilingual representatives available to you.
Okay.
So they're English and Spanish, either or.
All right.
And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
We'll do a Visa.
Okay. And is this under your name, the business name, or both?
That's both of us.
Okay. Got to make sure I put it under the business name as well, so that way you can write it off later. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
That is correct.
All right. I'm ready for you.
4259 0900 0941 0501 0501 0501.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0228 0228,
and then 3-digit code on the back.
971 971.
All right, so I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification, and then I'll get you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement here, and we'll basically be good to go until our call on Monday. But as I'm walking you through this voice verification, Antonio, if I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you.
All right,
so you're on a recorded line now. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
ExpressACServices.com.
Thank you. And, well, is it Express AC Services, or I have Express HVAC Installers LLC?
So my license is Express HVAC Installers LLC. I'm trying to, and I don't know if this be okay on the recorded call,
okay.
But I'm trying to change that over to ExpressACServices.com with the state right now, because a lot of customers that see my name, they think I'm just an installing company. So I'm trying to do Services, but I'm in the process of getting that back from the state. So right now, my license still says Express HVAC Installers LLC.
Got you. Okay. So I'm going to actually adjust the name to say Express AC Services, just like it has it on your logo on the website. Okay. And then so you're basically still Express HVAC Installers LLC, but you're doing business as Express AC Services as of right now.
Correct.
And that's okay, but we are gonna ask you to send in the licensing. I'm gonna get you the paperwork right now, and you still want to send in what you have for the HVAC Installers LLC, okay?
Okay, we'll do that.
All right, I gotcha. Thank you for clearing that up, though, and that's exactly why we do these voice verifications, so that way there's no discrepancies. I don't want to be listing your business improperly.
Correct. That's good.
Okay. All right, and then it says, to get results as fast as possible, Antonio, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know everything that you currently have as of today. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything, which you really shouldn't need, honestly, I tried to get you all the bells and whistles that I could, get you the most bang for your buck, so that way we could work together long term. But we don't want you to like pay for something that you already have through us or duplicate anything. So if you're not sure, just double check with us before you add anything online so we can make sure you're not wasting money or creating a double.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It's a month-to-month service, but we do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 15th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees for you, and I've also grandfathered in this pricing structure as well. So when the term is completed, the agreement set up to auto-renew each month on the 15th day, Antonio, but you're going to keep that same price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And it says in the fine print, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties, but we do ask if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due or like before that 15th day, so that way we could stop your billing cycle and it doesn't charge you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to process your payment. When the payment goes through, you're going to get three text and emails. It's the same three things, but it's going to go to your email and your text message. It's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that before the client interview on Monday. There's also a Google verification form. It'll ask you to send in any license, insurance, business registration, things like that that you have. So that way we can verify you and we can have that attached to your profile. That way they know you're a trusted contractor. That way people can just see you and feel comfortable just calling you and hiring you right there, get you out there. Okay.
All right.
And then there's also going to be another one that's going to have a username and password for a tracking system. The tracking system's super in depth. So at the end of each month, we could literally sit down and show you like all the calls, all the clients that we brought in for you. So that way you know or can get an estimate on, you know, what you're spending with us and what you're making in return. Sound good?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then in that tracking system, there's also a way to request reviews through clients. We'll show you how to do that through a YouTube video we'll send to you via email. It's pretty easy, YouTube video. It's about 7 minutes long, and it'll show you how to use the app and the tracking system. It's a good little tool for you in case you're missing calls or don't have somebody there to answer all the calls as they come in. It'll kind of pipeline all their information, and then it'll also help you or remind you to send out those text messages when you complete jobs.
All right.
All right. So look out for those that should be coming in now. I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our team. We do get that client interview notification that I sent over, so it's going to be Monday at 9 a.m. And then I also texted you my direct number and extension. So, like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. I basically treat all my clients like they're 5 years old and computer illiterate. I just assume you don't know how to do anything, and I just get in there and do it for you. So, no questions or dumb questions, okay? If you want to make a change or you need help with anything, that's what you pay us for. Just call in.
Okay, well, thanks, but yeah, we'll talk to you Monday morning and try to get this set up.
All right, sounds good. Looking forward to working with you. Drive safe. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right.